Some breaking news before we get to our solving the college football playoff with Tausch. Some Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists being reported. Mike Holmgren is the coach who is the finalist.
Oh.
Which is awesome. After I get done reaching out to Ron Wolf, now I have to reach out to Mike Holmgren as well. The seniors committee has set forth three finalists. Maxie Bowen, Jim Tyrer, and Sterling Sharp.
Is this the Veterans Committee? Is that what you're talking about?
It's how Jerry Kramer got in after his window had closed. So it is the Seniors Committee is what it's called. But yeah, so Sterling Sharp will be discussed in the room where it happens during the Super Bowl weekend, as will Mike Holmgren. I don't want to count anyone's chickens, but I think there's reason for optimism on Coach Holmgren and Sterling Sharp finally having his case heard for the first time in the room is pretty big news too. So
who
two
presents
Packers
Sterling? He never talked to the local press. So does he have anybody?
Yeah, I don't. Let me reach out to Rick Goslin, friend of show, special teams guru, and ask him that question.
We call him the Goose.
Yeah, we do call him Goose. Yeah, indeed we do. All right. So wait, you can, Barry Alvarez, co-host and star of the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez.
Yeah, I heard. He's on our air. Did you hear Jesse SportsCenter? And for anyone that's not in in Madison, I don't know if you did. But he
probably sounds not.
He sounds pretty hurt. Like, I'm talking.
All right, so I love planning the show as it happens. We'll
and
get
that's
back
the
to
college
our
football playoff.
And Ed Helms sucks.
Ed Helms sucks.
Jesse, do you have
Ben Stiller?
That audio?
Let me tell you something. Ben Stiller sucks more than Ed Helms, by the way.
He's got a new movie out.
Nah, Ben Stiller sucks.
You are not a fan of Ben Stiller, that's for sure.
I don't know of anything that he was really good in. I know we've had this discussion many times, but No, sir.
Jesse, do you have Barry Alvarez sounding downtrodden and crestfallen about the bowl streak coming to an end?
I do. I have the extended cut here. I can get that ready for you in about five seconds.
If you'd be kind enough to play that for Mr. Tauscher, that would be great. Again, you can hear Barry Alvarez, our teammate on the Great Dane Huddle every week. It is now called the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez added to the title. Here is Barry Alvarez on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we worked so hard because really when I took the job, we'd only been to five bowls in the history of the school and won one minor bowl game. And all of a sudden, we've got 20-some in a row. No one, more than anyone else in college. You know, we're doing something no one else has done. And to allow that to slide and go away is hurtful. It really bothers me. It really did. And I just hate to see that happen.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that it bothers Barry a lot. He's very disappointed. I would agree. Who do you think he's mad at? Because he's not just disappointed.
No, and there was more. I know. I think Riley, the great Youkster, sent some clips over, and I listened to some of them last night. And
does he have the right Bill Belichick clip though?
It's almost as if we had multiple clips that we were going to play for you to react to coming up in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And it just was something. Yeah, I just heard as SportsCenter was going, it brought some emotion for me that that Barry Alvarez is obviously super downtrodden, and I think he speaks for a lot of Badger fans.
Yeah, so rightfully so.
Getting back to, because I'm guessing we're going to play Did You Hear This? Getting back to
guessing
college football.
as if he's not on these emails with the show.
I think the beauty and what I was very concerned about when this thing got expanded,
mm-hmm.
college football was the one sport where every week mattered.
You're right.
Every other sport, well, you have a 3-game losing streak. The Bucs start 2-8.
Doesn't matter.
They'll get it right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. NFL, well, you got 3 or 4. You start out 2-5 last year. Oh, we'll get it turned around. We'll get into playoffs, and magic can happen. Okay. And we all love playoff football. Gosh, I love playoff basketball. It's great. Regular season hoops is unwatchable. Nobody even watches. When it comes to college football, the fact that that Michigan-Ohio State game, Ohio State had lost to Oregon, tough game. They're 23.5-point favorites. The fact that they could lose that game, not even play in a Big Ten championship, and still host a playoff game, it doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit well with the history of college football and how these championships have been won. I didn't love the 2. I thought the 4 team, you go from 4 to 12 because you're greedy. It's not about crowning the most deserving champion. I would highly doubt a 12 and 11 seed are going to win this. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this concept of now it's all about the playoffs, it is.
Just like the NFL. Just like the NCAA tournament. Right. You're 1,000% right about this. And here's the thing.
So
what you
we're
liked
now
about
lumped into this whole deal, and it has changed, yes.
What you liked about it before is gone. At the same time, there are also teams that in the past probably were good enough, and their season, like, for example, I was doing the piece a couple weeks ago, Packers-Bears rivalry, and I was talking to Josh Myers, and in the old version, if Ohio State lost to Michigan, chances are they were donezo. And quite frankly, after losing to Michigan the way they did in a game it's hard to believe they lost as a 23-point favorite, they should be donezo, and they're not, right? I mean, they will still get into the college football playoff, correct?
Yeah, they're going to host the game. Heather Dinich, who is as dialed in as anybody, they got them hosting the Tennessee Volunteers in Columbus. Was it next weekend then or 2 weeks? I don't even know when they play.
The 21st, weekend of the 21st.
And I'll tell you this, I'm going to be excited to watch.
Sure.
So I'm super hypocritical about this, but it does take away the one thing. And that doesn't mean that they couldn't tweak it and make it better. Go 8, have 3 rounds and give 2 byes. They could have done some different things to still make that regular season super important. And now, if you're saying the regular season is super important, there's going to be a 3-loss Alabama or a South Carolina or an Ole Miss that finds itself into the playoff.
Right, but isn't that still the same as, say, when the NCAA tournament comes around and, you know, how about Todd Kowalczyk's team at Toledo, right? A former UW Green Bay men's basketball coach. His team has like won the conference, the MAC, regular season title 4 times in a row, but they've always lost in the conference tournament. Conference tournament winner gets the automatic bid. They don't even go to the NCAA tournament. So I would argue that at least doing it this way allows teams that maybe we're dealing with injuries, Detroit Lions style, or whatever it might be, that lost games they shouldn't have during the regular season, but are still good football teams, they still get to have a chance in the postseason. I don't think that's the worst thing to have either. But I understand your point about how it's lost one special aspect that college football had over every postseason
in
every
gone.
Other sport.
And it's billions of dollars that they're making, so I'm not faulting and getting mad about it. I'm just saying it's a lot different. And the good thing is it's not as bad as college hoops where it's wake me in March for most of us.
It's true.
Outside of the Badgers. But it is kind of like, well, it's no big deal. Oh, they lost to Oregon. Oh, okay. Well, they lost to Penn State. Oh, they can still get in. No, Alabama just gets smoked by Oklahoma by 20-some-odd points, and you're still going to get in the playoff because you're Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. But it is what it is. Stars sell. Big programs sell. That's how this is going to go. And you can either, well, I'm not going to watch. Well, no, it's going to be entertaining, and I'm going to watch. So I've kind of – I just have been kind of beaten into the dirt, and college football is different. Doesn't mean it's better. Doesn't mean it's worse. I just think it's not better.
I actually think this is the perfect formula for college football now. I can't disagree with you more. I think, and I was skeptical of 12. I thought it was too much, and it didn't make a lot of sense coming into this. I love
you want 16. I bet.
No,
I want 16.
I think it's perfect right now because I think it's still selective enough where every game matters throughout the regular season, and even if Alabama does have a major setback, like there's still controversy or question and intrigue where they're going to be ranked when it's all said and done. I think you have enough, like 12 teams. You have the conferences that are fighting for positioning, and there's discussion about which conferences are the best. It's the perfect combination of most deserving teams and best teams, because you do have teams like Iowa State who can win their way into the playoff field by winning the Big 12 championship that would otherwise be totally meaningless this year.
They're 10-2.
It made BYU and Houston on Saturday night at 9:15 on ESPN a very meaningful game that in past years would have meant absolutely nothing. So I think it's made more games matter all season long. It adds value to the conference championships by allowing teams to win those to win their way in. And then you also have a committee that can then determine who the best teams are that didn't automatically win their way in, and they still get a chance to compete for it, too. I think it's the best of every possible scenario. I think they nailed it.
Just like Gruber Law Offices is the best in the business. Make one call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out about the history of the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, and everything that David and his family do in our communities. Seen a lot more of him up here in Green Bay. He's expanding, and he's always got your back, and their firm is the best in the business. I've told you that a million times. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. A game of did you hear this? And more discussion about the college football playoff. Tausch has his response to Jesse's. It's perfect. They nailed it. That's all still ahead. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we get to what remains of Did You Hear This, because we already did one of Barry Alvarez's clips, Tausch, do you have any rebuttal from your perspective with Jesse claiming, after you just got done arguing that this college football playoff is flawed, that they nailed it? It's perfect. It's exactly what we needed. They could not have done a better job. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, we need a three-loss Alabama team in there to make a run, because Alabama doesn't get enough breaks. I understand Jesse's point because he loves to be entertained. But from a player standpoint, college football has always been every week matters. The pros, that's not the case. We always look at it and analyze it. But the odds are if you can get to 10 or 11 wins, you know you have a shot at winning a championship. In college football, it's always been you get a couple losses, it's over. And is that a fair way to do it? I mean, everybody's schedules are different. So I have fought. I always thought it was best with two and then four. I think eight, you get the – not every conference has gotten in. So the fact that the conference realignment and how that is all shaken out, do we really need to see an SMU team get in the mix? I'm intrigued to watch. So that part of it, eight teams is where we're at, 12 – I just think you're adding more games, entertain me, no players say all of that stuff, but I'm going to be sitting here watching these playoff games a lot more intrigued. And I think Big Cat was texting us this whole idea, every game matters. Well, the Michigan-Ohio State game didn't really matter.
It's true.
The Oregon-Washington game this last weekend, no, it didn't. That actually worked better for Ohio State because had they won, they would have gotten beat by Oregon, or they would have beat Oregon. They get another game of wear and tear. This way they get to rest. They get to bounce back, and they're probably
going to
be in a better
spot. It's like losing
in your
conference tournament. Yep.
So it's fine. You know, some of these championship games, the Iowa State, that's a good example. Okay, I'm more intrigued. But am I intrigued by Oregon-Penn State? Not really. Both teams are going to be in. All right. What are we doing?
They're playing
for a bye.
Oh,
you get to host. So you get a bye.
They're playing to not get an extra game. It's
Oregon's
huge.
Getting a bye. Let me tell you something. Oregon loses, they're still getting a bye. Okay?
That's not how it works.
Okay, Munchkin.
That is how it works. They will get a bye. So take that for what it's worth.
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of this. All I would say is, when is the new ranking out? Is that out today?
Yep, tonight on ESPN. Yep.
Obviously, Oregon will still be number one at 13.
Well, I guess to Jesse's point, if Penn State beats them, Penn State, because they're the automatic qualifier, would get it. And that just tells you more. It's like, all right, Penn State shouldn't have even been in the game if Ohio State was halfway decent and could have handled their business. So
Penn State's one loss is to Ohio State, correct?
Yeah, but Penn State will be the one seed more than likely if they beat Oregon on whatever night. Is it Saturday?
Well, and if they did, in fairness, and I'm not here to proselytize for Penn State, but if Penn State beats Oregon in the Big Ten championship, they will have done something that Ohio State didn't do, which is beat Oregon and have one fewer loss than Ohio State has. So they'd have the same number of losses, obviously, as Oregon, which is currently 13-0. Let's get to a little Barry Alvarez, did you hear this, so we can play a little trivia after that.
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Willie and Tausch.
The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez debuts Mondays at 6 o'clock on ESPN Madison and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Former Badgers head coach and athletic director.
So it's just starting next week? Oh.
No. Like, you can find the show anytime you want on Apple, Spotify, YouTube,
first,
Wisconsin
typically.
On Demand. It's available after the fact if you can't listen live at 6 o'clock on Monday. A lot of people have things going on Mondays at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So you can listen to it at noon
episode.
When you're done listening to our show if you want to. You can go back and find it. Here is what Barry Alvarez had to say about the significance of the Minnesota-Wisconsin rivalry, and he's openly thinking out loud about maybe a next step he should take.
I don't know if I've ever had this conversation with Luke, but I probably should, because I didn't know the history of the game and how it should be approached. But I probably should have that with Luke, because maybe he doesn't understand it. And there's no one on his staff that's been through the history of it. So that's something we probably could do, Derek and Tarek.
Roping Tarek Sala, Derek Engler into going and having a conversation with Luke Fickell about the significance of the Axe game between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd pay to watch that live stream of Derek and Tarek and Barry heading into Luke's office to talk about the importance. Listen, I think Barry Alvarez, to his credit, obviously did a fantastic job in what he did. And he highlighted and made making a bowl and winning it one of the biggest things. It was in our binder. We used to get big binders when we'd come out to Holy Name Seminary. And I'll never forget the back page after all the guidelines and everything, the rules and the plays and everything that was involved. Win the bowl game, and it was win the Axe. At that point, that was the only trophy game I believe we had. That was important. He had Jim Huber come up, and he'd have him talk about the importance, slab of bacon, all this stuff. And I think Barry really takes a lot of pride in that, and I wonder if he's thinking, does this staff who's chasing national championships and having all these big ideas, you have to remember the little things. You have to remember these important pieces to what makes your program.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Barry is talking about there.
Well, like almost like winning the division in the NFL, getting a seed and stuff. You got to get those other small things before you start focusing on Super Bowl. Next.
Did you hear
Hey, Jesse,
this?
I got a quick question for Jesse, the 12-game playoff guru.
Oh, great, yeah.
Would it be good if Oregon had beaten Penn State and was undefeated? Penn State loses to Ohio State and Oregon during the regular season, but then Penn State beats them in the Big Ten championship game. You'd be all right with Penn State jumping Oregon and being the one seed, Oregon having to go play on the road or having to go play somewhere else in that first round.
Penn State didn't play Oregon in the regular season, first of all.
No, I'm saying hypothetically, if that's what happens.
Yes, I would, because the problem with the last 10 years is the conference championship games meant diddly poo. And
that's true.
You had several Big Ten championship games that the winner didn't
Maybe
get
not
anything.
Play them. Maybe yeah. don't play big. Maybe but, don't play the championship.
But since
Just
that's
let the regular
not gonna,
season since, run its course.
Since that's not going to happen because of the money that's invested in them,
Correct.
Make them mean something. So even if you do have one little blunder in the regular, like how much Wisconsin with Russell Wilson and J.J. Watt, that whole crew in 2011, they had the two fluke losses to Michigan State and Ohio State in back-to-back weeks. That team still could have played for a national championship. In the current formula, they could go to the Big Ten championship game, win it, still win their way into the playoff, and still have a chance to go get it. And even though they lost those two games, they were still good enough because of the situation they were in to go play for a championship. I would have loved to have seen that.
I hate to say it, but Jesse's doing a great job.
Did you hear this?
Yeah, as long as you guys are fine with guys playing 18, 19 games, I agree with you.
No, that horse has left the barn.
You can't have one without the other.
You can't, but wait a minute. He's done a really good job of arguing his position.
Yes.
And so we can't revert to, as long as you guys are okay with these student-athletes.
You're going to player safety and entertain me, I feel like I won.
It's already done. It's already done now. So we can't have that argument anymore. I would also add that
I can. Yeah, you don't have to.
You can do whatever you want. Yes, it's true. I would also say that is it fair for you guys to have beaten the Minnesota Vikings twice in the regular season and then lose to them in the playoffs? Are you the better team? If the Packers lose to the Lions on Thursday, they could still have a chance to go into Detroit in a playoff game and beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool, right? Like, not cool for the Lions, who won twice. But, like, I guess I'm wondering, it's not the end of the world for a team that lost to a team in the regular season to turn around and beat them in the postseason. The postseason is the postseason, right? Like, we're
it's
treating these guys like the NFL
really
anyway.
Difficult. It's always going to be difficult because playoff football is awesome. It is always going to be difficult to win an argument where there's more playoff football. But there's a price you pay, and that price is the regular season is just not as important. And you guys are okay with that. And by the way, the NFL, I was against expanding to 7 teams. I wanted to make it much more difficult to get it. That's not the road they're going down because there's big money involved. I get
right.
it. Doesn't mean I have to like it, but for everyone that's about being entertained, this is awesome because more is always better. Doesn't mean it's better for you, but it's better.
But you're saying more isn't better. Your whole argument is that it's not better. That's what you're arguing.
I think I'm saying from a fan's perspective, more is better. More. Does it make a difference as far as the quality and the regular season for the importance? The regular season is not. It's not top of mind when you're doing this. It's
more
all about
games
the postseason.
Matter in the regular season now. We just talked about how that's the case. There's several games that were played in the month of November that would have been irrelevant in the past setups, whether it was four teams, the BCS, or anything, that now meant major stakes. Arizona State played Kansas State like 3 weeks ago. That game meant absolutely nothing every year but this year.
Yeah,
this year it's
Jesse,
huge.
I just told you, more is better. I can't win an argument with more playoff games because it's great for fans. Fans love it.
Right, but that's
but
not what we're arguing.
Great for players and everybody
we're,
else. It's
we're
just not.
All right. I'm sorry. We're not arguing whether it's good for player safety Because it's not. We're not arguing if it's good for fans.
I'm agreeing with Jesse in the fact that more playoff games is better for fans because they love it. Playoff games are awesome to watch.
No one, if I may, no one is arguing that more playoff games aren't great for fans. Your argument, if I may speak for you briefly, is that the quality of doing this expanded playoff is not as high as if it would be with eight teams that are more deserving than a three-loss Alabama team getting in. So let's not argue whether it's it's also better that baseball went from when I was a kid, either won the AL East and the AL West, and then you played in the league championship series and went to the World Series, and even if you won 98 games, but you didn't win your division, you didn't get to go to the playoffs, that was preposterous. Right? Baseball is better with more playoff teams. Now, is it better with the number of wild card teams? I'm not sure it is. Because there's been instances, especially when it was one game, where a team had a crappy day at the wrong time and the better team did not advance. So what I'm saying is that your argument has merit. But let's not muddy up the waters with, well, it's not good for the players. Well, agree it's not good for the players. And let's not muddy up the argument with, well, it's great for the fans. Yeah, it's great for the fans. What we were arguing is the pure quality of football that is going to be played and the quality of the teams that are getting a chance to play in it. And I think you have a very valid point in it. That's all.
And I just don't believe that Clemson, who just got beat by South Carolina and got beat by like 50 points against Georgia earlier in the year, I don't believe they should be a home. If they win on whatever night they play, I don't believe they should be a 3 seed hosting games when their regular season was nowhere near as good as some of the other teams. And the fact that in the old days they wouldn't even be in the mix because they had these bad losses, the fact that that gets wiped out, I'm not a fan of. And I get why Jesse and everybody else thinks it's because it is great. You get to watch another game that means some fun stuff on Saturday. Clemson, it's an elimination game. It's a playoff game for them in the ACC championship. I can't win that argument. As great of an arguer as I am, I can't win that argument because it's more. And more is always going to be better when it comes to playoffs. It just is.
We need to play trivia. Jesse, what do you have for a category and what caller would you like?
Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
I think the Badgers, if they could have beat Minnesota.
Caller 12 for the 12-team playoff.
Yep.
Because they had some tough games. They lost to Oregon. That was a tough game. Penn State would have been good. They should have been able to get in the mix. I think we should get this up to 80 teams and play till February.
Don't that be a be knob. Would you stop it?
Hey,
what does Eck think about the FCS? What is that, 24 teams? Is that where they start?
I think it's 16, but it might be 24.
Pretty sure
it's 24. Last week, so it might be 24. You might.
I would be curious how he views what the FCS does.
Well, I mean, yeah, you want to make the playoffs, so you're going to want to expand it.
I understand, but self-interest aside, I would be curious how he views what they do. This is what they do at all the other levels, right? Division II, Division III, all that stuff. They all do tournaments, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that your season is over because you lost one crucial game.
Hey, I know I'm in the minority on this. I get it. I have no problem with it. It's going to be a tough argument to try and win. I get that.
Caller 12 for trivia, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 for trivia, 844-770-3776. Want to remind you, from the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after the game, get an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in just 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
First, but I'd have to go to Jesse, who is the arbiter of trivia. Is this the first time we've had a previous contestant who is a first-time contestant from their new place of residence?
Well, we don't learn the stories of all of our contestants. Certainly, there may be a few who have moved over.
It's the first time that a contestant has shared that they now go by Jesse from Sun Prairie instead of Jesse from Muskego, for example.
Yeah, I think we've had a few changes on contributors to the show on days after Packers games or on the text line. But as far as trivia contestants are concerned, especially someone as a veteran player of Wilde and Tausch Trivia as this guy is, this is the first official name change of a trivia contestant in Wilde and Tausch Trivia history.
All right, well, let's welcome him in. We formerly knew him as Brian in Greenfield. Now, Brian in Williams Bay. Brian, how are things?
Williams Bay is beautiful.
In Bills Bay.
Great to hear you guys.
Great for you to take us with you from Greenfield to Williams Bay. Is this a permanent move?
Excuse me?
Is this a permanent move?
Yeah, I actually had to move again because I couldn't get you guys for 6 months, so I moved up to a higher elevation so I could get the Milwaukee radio station.
Love that.
Now that is next level loyalty. All right, let's see if that loyalty is rewarded. Am I handling all of trivia once again today?
No, I got it. I'm
oh,
all ready to roll.
You got it today.
Yeah, well, it's actually got sent to me, so I could do that. Jason, do you want to know his mortgage payments and like what his insurance costs are, like other stuff that you're intrigued by, or are we good?
If you're gonna
choose, and here to poke we go. Wisconsin men's basketball
friendly.
Opens Big Ten conference play tonight at the Kohl Center. Hosting Michigan. I'll be there because, well, I'm not going to give any hints. On which streaming platform is tonight's game exclusively televised? Is it Peacock, Apple TV Plus, or Dweller Vision, a YouTube commenter special?
He said Peacock already, yeah.
Oh, he did? I didn't hear him.
So you're going to the game, why? Because you just like to watch them play Michigan, or because you got free tickets, or why are you going to the game?
8 o'clock tip, that's a late one for you, old T. I'm worried for tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to suck.
You okay. Fellas, you guys just make me laugh.
I just signed up for Peacock yesterday for the 1995 Black Friday All the Way to Monday deal.
Cyber Monday.
Can't wait to watch the game tonight on there. And then a bunch of Law & Order reruns. I don't have to wait for them to be on my cable. All right. Question two, Brian, is this. The two college football teams with the longest active streaks of consecutive winning seasons both saw their streaks snapped this season.
Great question.
Wisconsin was one of them. Which one of these was the other? Was it Utah State, Oklahoma State, or North Carolina State?
Oh, geez. North Carolina State.
Yes. And 40.
If I said Barry Sanders to you, if I said Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40, what would your answer be?
Oklahoma State, correct answer.
All right, let's finish strong. Wisconsin volleyball is a 2-seed in the NC2A tournament, plays its first-round matchup at the UW Fieldhouse on Thursday, right here on 100.5. And WTMJ, Jesse, is that where it is down in Milwaukee?
That is correct.
Dynamite tease there. Well done.
Which of these teams is Wisconsin's first-round opponent? Is it? What the? High Point?
Making the little thing a little smaller.
Fairfield or Manhattan?
I didn't hear the first one.
High Point?
We'll go with High Point.
Is High Point an actual school?
It is, yeah.
Where is it a Division I school?
I'll get on it. I should have known you would ask follow-ups about High Point. It's a real should've. Thing.
Okay.
Is it
I
in the Grand
back
Canyon?
To Milwaukee, I did better then.
Yes. Well, you know, that Brian in Greenfield was a pretty good trivia contestant. This Brian in Williams Bay, not nearly as good. You only got one right. Still means you got two entries into Friday's drawing. And, Brian, what matters most is that you stayed loyal to us even with the move. So, thanks. We appreciate you. Good luck in the drawing on Friday, buddy.
Take care, my friends. Bye.
All right, that is Wilde and Tausch trivia.
High Point University is located in the city of High Point, North Carolina.
Mm. And is it Division One?
Yeah.
There's no way they don't have any. What other Division One sports do the Pointers or whatever
like
they
this
are?
Is a fact check. Yeah. This seems like a fact
it.
Check
I'm
situation.
I'm on it. You guys do your. I'll get you all you need to know
this
about
feels
High Point.
Fact checky.
All right. You want to tell
I heard
us about
if they
Johnson
won one more game, they'd get in at 12. They're one game out from being in this 12-team playoff, is what I heard.
Might get past SMU, yeah.
The AACC. It's another C in there.
This would be a great time for you to tell us about Johnson & Sons paving. Let Jesse do his fact-checking, and then he can deliver that information to us next.
Well, get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the long, cold winter. Potholes and cracked curbs, drainage issues. If things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving. Get it fixed. Schedule a free, no-obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting fatigue, cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, and more. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonSonsPaving.com.
We'll get more information on High Point University.
Jesse's got something.
Oh, I got it. You're
going to be including
impressed.
Their nickname. Then we'll get to Power Rankings Tuesday. Maybe we'll even get to Quay Walker at some point. That's all still ahead, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. But I won't cry for yesterday.
Before we get to the 11 o'clock hour and NFL power rankings, and maybe we'll talk about Quay Walker as well. What have we learned about High Point University or the University of High Point or whatever the hell it is?
HPU, High Point University in High Point, North Carolina. The Big South Conference men's basketball leaders right now. The Panthers 8-1 to start the year. Big match coming up against UNC Greensboro a little bit
later
tonight.
They're not the Pointers?
They are not. The High Point Panthers 8-1 to start the year. Similar color scheme. They are purple.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And that's your High Point Panther Minute on Wilde and Tausch.
The 11 o'clock hour.
Some would say this was not a particular high point of our show.
What made you even choose them?
I think they're in the volleyball bracket. I don't know. By the way, we are having a volleyball bracket contest with ESPN Wisconsin. Did you guys know this?
Is that legal?
Yes. Of course
John Audius cannot participate, though, I'm guessing.
I'm assuming
just like
not.
Tausch is banned from various activities
correct.
As well.
But A lot of fun stuff going on here. You can win. Register now. You go to the ESPN app just like you would for like when you do a March Madness bracket. It's available on the ESPN app or ESPNWisconsin.com.
Oh, yeah. This looks fun.
Grand prize for the bracket with ESPN. You got to join the ESPN Wisconsin group. It's open to the so no don't need a code or anything. Just join the ESPN Wisconsin group and you can win this grand prize. Got to be a Wisconsin
$150
resident.
$150 to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse.
You're gonna have yourself a big night at North and South if you win this prize.
Wow.
This is a big night out for. So you win four tickets to a volleyball match next year, $100 to the university bookstore to use as a gift card for some new Badgers
gear?
Merch,
yeah.
$150 for a night out at North and South Seafood and Smokehouse, and a signed Wisconsin volleyball. All that available
signed
for
by Jesse and John Arias.
No, it's you're going to want it. So a lot of fun stuff going. You got until 2 o'clock on Thursday to register. That's when the bracket gets or the tournament gets going on Thursday. So sign up now.
I think you'd need to sneak your signature onto somewhere on that ball once we have a winner.
Well, Jason's not eligible, right? You can't be an ESPN employee.
Yeah, I'm not eligible. Yeah, no.
You can still do it just to see how you
still
do.
Still play along. I could be like the Bus family on trivia.
Is there anybody... Is there an, and I saw that we're in the Nebraska half. Well, like we should get through these first two. Anybody think we can beat Nebraska?
Tough to beat a team three times in a season, I hear.
I've heard that in the Dwellers comments.
Not with an expanded playoffs, it's not. Not with an
expanded playoffs. All right, I do not. I have to get off CFP highway.
You want to be the best, you got to beat the best, guys. So you want to beat Nebraska to win the championship this year, let's go
do it. Jesse, you've covered, this will be our volleyball minute, you have covered almost, I'm sure you've missed some, pre- and post-game shows. Is Jesse Nelson predicting that Wisconsin can beat Nebraska in Lincoln in 2 weeks?
Nebraska swept Wisconsin in both matches that they played during the regular season, in Madison and
I'm
in Lincoln.
That's not what I'm asking.
Not what happened in the past. What's going to happen now?
I believe in the Wisconsin seniors rising to the occasion for one more championship run. Sarah Franklin, Devin Robinson,
Anna
Smrek,
let me rephrase this, Jesse. Let me rephrase this. Listen, we love Anna. We love Devin. They've been with part of our team. Is it more likely that they don't get to the Nebraska game, somebody knocks them off, or that they beat Nebraska?
Definitely more likely they beat Nebraska. Definitely.
Okay. That's good to hear.
You'll hear the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begin in 2 minutes. So please, stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.